on the road.
And even if you don't see a cop, says Transurban's Mike McGurk, you're still being watched by the Express Lane's camera system, and they can tell if your E-ZPass was recently switched to HOV mode.
If you're someone that thinks you're going to be trying to clever and game the system and quickly switch your E-ZPass Flex back to the other mode, troopers will now have additional technology they can use to try to find that out.
You'll need two or more people in your car to ride free on 66 inside the Beltway next week. It's still three or more for the Beltway and 95 Express Lanes. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Carroll County public school officials are canceling school-related trips to Baltimore because of what they say is the escalating violence in Charm City. Among the trips that's been canceled, a Carroll County marching band's scheduled performance in the mayor's Christmas parade on Sunday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports, the Ravens win on Monday Night Football. College basketball, UVA wins, Maryland and Howard lose, and the Wizards are on the road tonight to take on the Timberwolves. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot going on over near the Mixing Bowl, and that's Virginia. North on 95, Springfield, as you come up to the Beltway, crash to the shoulder on the Beltway. The first crash, that was earlier this morning, inner loop at Little River Turnpike, gone, still quite slow. And then the outer loop of Braddock Road had the latest crash, that cleared. So busy, busy. Here we go with the rush hour plan. Plenty of time to get where you're going with patience. Cross the 14th Street Bridge, slows onto the freeway. Westbound as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, crash is reported as you head westbound, outbound before you get onto the 14th Street Bridge. Suitland Parkway, here we come. Park police now going to check because we have delays intensifying as you pass Alabama Avenue to Stanton Road, where we often have issues with the signal lights there. So keep alert inbound Suitland Parkway commuters. On the 270 stretch, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, next set of delays. You only have a little bit of a break. Clarksburg down to Gaithersburg, Rockville to the spur, had a multi-car crash earlier near 124. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Haymarket, 32 in Gaithersburg, 39 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The New York terror attack suspect is due in court today. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Joining us in about half an hour at 8:35 will be Larry Kudlow. We have so much to talk to Larry about. So much. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnaise.
All right. So the President of the United States catching a lot of flack. He just he goes to this event yesterday to honor Code Talkers, World War II Navajo Code Talkers. And as he's standing there honoring them, he's, you know, two veterans standing to his side, two Code Talkers. And as he's kind of going through the motions, kind of talking about all this, he brings up Elizabeth Warren, because this is a man who has no filter. This is a man who the American people were like, you know what? We like that guy who can't control himself, who has, at any given moment, if he has a thought, he will share it with us. We see that on his Twitter account, and we see that in almost literally every public statement he gives, including this one yesterday alongside Navajo Code Talkers. Here's him remembering midway through his sentence that one of his political opponents once claimed to be an Indian.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
He's like laughing under his breath about it. Do you hear him? He's like, they like you. Like he can't even help himself. And these guys, by the way, God bless them. They're just standing there like, okay. It was a kind of a solemn ceremony. They were just, oh, this is a joke. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, the reaction to this, pretty swift. The media, of course, outraged on behalf of Native Americans everywhere. So they took up the mantle instantly and started canvassing Native American organizations right away to find out whether or not they were upset that the word Pocahontas was invoked as a way to attack a political opponent.
Isn't it nice, though, that the left fights for those people who apparently they deem can't fight for themselves, can't fight their own battles? Isn't it nice that the left, you know, empowers people by assuming that they're victims and fights for them?
Well, this is like, remember during the whole, like, Redskins name controversy? This claim, well, Native Americans are all upset about the Redskins name. And then somebody actually went out and did a real survey of them. And they're like, no, it's okay. Like, okay, well.
They're all right with it.
But you should be offended. We're fine with it. It's fine. Let's go to Elizabeth Warren, who was given the opportunity to react yesterday. And if Trump was hoping to elicit a reaction out of her, he sure got one.
This is just a way for Donald Trump to be able to try to get somebody talking about something other than what he's doing.
Other than Navajo code talkers honoring them? I don't think he's looking for a way to avoid honoring code talkers.
No, I honestly saw some people on social media commenting that he probably doesn't even know who those guys are or what they did. Au contraire, I think it's the total opposite.
But this is Elizabeth Warren buying into the 4D chess line of thinking about Donald Trump. She just said that this is his way to distract people from something else that he's doing. This is the whole theory of Trump that some of his supporters have,
okay,
which is that he likes throwing out like random news items to take over the news cycle with something different. Elizabeth Warren buying into that here, that these are distractions, that he's using this in order to take away our attention from something else we should be focused on.
So using the analogy that we've heard all along of President Trump being the guy with the laser pointer, and the media being the cats chasing the laser pointer, Elizabeth Warren is now the cat that has banged her head into the wall one too many times and says, oh, no, I'm not chasing the dot. The dot is a distraction.
Well, despite the fact that she's already claimed that she's onto his game, she indulges it.
I learned about my family the way that most people learn about their families. My brothers and I learned from our mother
defending
and
herself
our daddy
now.
And our grandparents who we are. And that's it. That's how we learned it. That's what we know.
Remember the allegation being that she misrepresented herself in a college employment situation in order to hype her credentials and left people with the impression that she was Native American and it helped advance her career. That's the allegation against her, which, by the way, she denies that it has anything to do with her career that she said that. She just thought, I was a Native American because my grandfather had high cheekbones. That's an actual thing
okay.
She said. Also, she went after the president again for the environment in which he did this.
It is deeply unfortunate that the president of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur.
Why do I feel like we're getting started already on 2020? That this is the campaign. We're already in the middle of it now.
I'm going to make a prediction. Elizabeth Warren taking the bait this early on is not going to end well for her. It's just not. She's learned nothing from what happened during the Republican primaries, right? And learned nothing from what happened during the election, during the campaign and the Hillary Clinton race. Don't take the bait this early on. It's not going to work well for you.
I mean, if you think about it at its core, whether or not you think it was appropriate for Trump to bring it up, at its core, What Trump is accusing her of is cultural appropriation. This is a sin of the left. I mean, that's a sin, meaning it's a sin that the left cares sincerely about. Like, how dare you wear your hair the wrong way? How dare you, white man, sing a rap song? How dare you pretend to be an Indian? Like, this is an accusation that's often born of the left, which is that you're appropriating somebody else's culture for your own advantage. Stop it. Stop it. And that's at the core of Trump's allegation against her. And you're right. Look how many times he's basically turned his opponents into caricatures. Lion Ted, Little Marco, Crooked Hillary,
yep,
Pocahontas. So this has not served him poorly, this line of attack.
No, and I can see the train on the tracks already, can't you? Can you imagine what this is going to be if she announces her candidacy? You know what his attack is going to be, exactly what you said, cultural appropriation. The left doesn't even want you to dress as your children as cowboys and Indians because it's so awful and so horrible. Uh-huh. This woman put herself out there as a Native American, you know, claiming Native American heritage. That's worse than just dressing up.
Now, she claims that it's a slur. This is a way, I think, of buying into the idea that it's a slur against all Native Americans. Here's more from Elizabeth Warren.
Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it. It hadn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
Well, it's a slur for you in particular, because he's not buying it. And by the way, not a lot of other people buy it either. I've seen plenty of liberal publications be like, yo, Elizabeth Warren, back off with the whole Native American thing. We're not buying it. So there's that, but still, she's offended. You also have White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressing this. She was asked questions yesterday about whether or not it was offensive that the president did this. She said, I'll tell you what's offensive.
Look, I think that Senator Warren was very offensive when she lied about something specifically to advance her career. I don't understand why no one's asking about that question and why that isn't constantly covered.
All right, so that's the back and forth on the president using a Navajo Code Talkers event to take a glancing blow at Elizabeth Warren.
And I'm sure this will be something else tomorrow. There'll be another moment that makes me cringe,
like,
and Vince
away.
Will talk me out
We're
of it.
We're minutes away from a new tweet, Mary. Come on.
It's 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. 66. Been about the volume for you, and as we push slowly still, we're in the thick of it here. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, Ford, Nutley Street, westbound 66. Travel lanes are open. You're up at speed. But the exit to get onto Nutley Street still closed. We had the earlier trash truck fire. Oh, and heads up, eastbound, right before you get to the Beltway, looks like an incident's just been reported in that stretch. So crews are on their way to check that out for you. Inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield to Annandale, slow. Before you get to the toll road to the Legion Bridge, you're hung up as well. 295 northbound past the Naval Research Lab with delays. And then you hit it slow again to get across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Crash had been after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Georgia Avenue. Boy, I'm still talking about this delay for you out of Wheaton. So you might want to reconsider maybe if you head south, take University Boulevard over toward Connecticut Avenue, because Georgia Avenue is still quite slow heading down to just before the light at Forest Glen Road. The intersection is Belvedere Boulevard. A pedestrian was struck. There's no signal light there, so no crosswalk. And unfortunately, a lot of activity going on Georgia Avenue south prior to the Beltway's result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sunshine, a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 43. And then tomorrow, just like today, lots of sun and a high of 63. But currently in our nation's capital, it's only 40 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
The 2017 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon is this Friday and Saturday. An excellent tradition, the one that I've listened to and heard for many years. So glad to be a part of it this year. And it'll conclude with our live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City on Saturday afternoon. But you can make your donation early right now by simply logging on to WMAL.com. Get us started here. Here's more about the support Fisher House provides to America's wounded warriors and their families.
My name is Michael Halula, and I am the proud father of a brain-injured Army veteran. One Friday night in mid-December 2007, my wife Kathy and I were relaxing at home watching a movie when we received a phone call that completely turned our world upside down forever.
My name is Kathy Halula. Our son David and his family were driving from Fort Carson, Colorado, to Milwaukee to be with us for Christmas. But on the way, they were involved in a devastating car wreck.
We were told that David, who was due to ship out to Iraq early the next year, had suffered a catastrophic brain injury and had been airlifted to a hospital in Greeley, Colorado. He was in a coma and unresponsive.
Doctors told us he would never fully recover, but our David proved them wrong.
He's still our David, but David version 2.0. During his recovery, David went from that hospital in Colorado to a series of medical centers for varying levels of treatment.
David spent several months at the VA hospital in Minneapolis. He received excellent care and was steadily improving.
My wife and I made that trip to visit with him nearly every month. One of our concerns was, where would we stay while we were visiting him? Fortunately, the Minnesota Minneapolis Fisher House was just across the street from the hospital. It was a place where we could go at the end of the day to recover from the emotional duress that we encountered.
It was a place where we were able to lean on and learn from others who were facing similar situations. The Minneapolis Fisher House was a godsend.
I'm Ken Fisher, chairman of the Fisher House Foundation. 1% of this nation raised their right hand to defend this nation after 9/11. It's up to us to take care of their families because their families are making sacrifices that the average American has no concept of. There's going to be the mental injury. There's going to be the physical injury. This is going to go on, and treatment goes on, and family involvement goes on.
We're here to turn what is a house into a home.
We are proud to welcome Wisconsin to our extended Fisher family. All of you have made this home your home.
Count it down with me. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, everybody. 3, 2, 1, cut the ribbon.
Fisher House is a home away from home.
There will always be a need for such a haven as a Fisher House.
It's a gift of love for our veterans and their families.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
Thank you, and God bless.
And once again, this year, you can participate in a fine tradition here at WMAL and help support the fine work of the Fisher House. Join us for the WMAL Fisher House Radioathon this Friday and Saturday. And you can get your contribution early by just going to WMAL.com. And it's red banner right at the very top of the page and donate now. And Vince and I were so blessed. We got to go to Fisher House in Bethesda just last week.
Right.
And it was incredible. I learned so much about going there. And the cool thing about Fisher House is it's really like being at home. And that is the goal of Fisher House. Is they have these homes. They have courtyards. They have a barbecue area. They have a playground. They try to make it as normal for the families as possible.
Right.
To not be in a hotel or anything. It feels like they're at home. And the great thing, too, is first of all, they're beautiful. I mean, just amazing. But they're there with other families, so they get to talk and they get to share their experiences in a home environment. We were in the kitchen of one of the homes, and there just happened to be two families there who were both cooking, making their lunch, and that was one of the things they said to us is, we get to share.
Right. They have private suites, so they have their own rooms and bathrooms, but then when they have a common kitchen, common living room
just
areas.
Like a house.
Yeah, like a home, and it gives opportunities for the families of either wounded veterans or their dependents an opportunity to have a place for both their recovery and to sort of, you know, go retire to the end of the day as they deal with oftentimes one of the most traumatic experiences they'll ever deal with in their life as their loved one is being taken care of for all sorts of reasons medically in the hospital nearby. These are incredible. And I say that as somebody who's been around the military most of my life. I'm a military brat myself. My father's a Marine. To see the support that the Fisher House provides to these military families. Think about this. You have people who have transplant needs. They'll have to be in the hospital for months on end, 6 months, 7 months, whatever. You'll have a place where these families can stay across the street from the hospital, free of charge, thanks to the generosity of people like you and me, who can support this program in order to take care of those families. So especially those veterans don't have to worry about getting out of that hospital as quickly as they need to go take care of their family. their family's taken care of, you recover. The Fisher House is a real blessing, and anyone who can be a part of it is really extending that.
And just very quickly, just $10, a $10 donation will cover the cost of a family to stay at Fisher House for a day. So just $10 makes a difference. Help support America's wounded warriors and their families. Make your donation today at WMAL.com. Thank you.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Selling your home is a tremendous decision, and one mistake really could cost you thousands of dollars. That's why you need the experience of somebody like Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Those are real dollars. Frank is a West Point graduate and a military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. That, by the way, is why Frank can offer such a great guarantee on these homes. He's so good at selling them. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent that you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Arlington, here's what's going on. I know you're sitting in delays after you get out of Seven Corners. Well up ahead, the accident's going to be 50 Arlington Boulevard. If you're heading up towards, say, Fort Myer, it's right near Highland Street. Still watch for that crash. It was also blocking a left lane on the westbound side, but that wasn't affecting much of the commute. But again, it's 50 Arlington Boulevard near Highland Street for the activity. 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and now off and on toward the Beltway where we had our latest crash. Interloop through Annandale, still slow. And again, north of 66 toward the American Legion Bridge for the heavy volume. Georgia Avenue, southbound. It's been quite slow this morning. Have an incident involving a pedestrian southbound Georgia Avenue before you get to the light at Forest Glen Road. So again, you see some flashing lights there. So it's definitely causing unusual backups. Colesville Road, just inside the Beltway. As you come up to that light at Franklin Avenue, watch for a crash reported there. Definitely seeing those delays. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, we'll put together another good-looking day today. Sunshine's going to be dominant, a few high clouds, and chilly this morning, but very mild this afternoon, about 10 above average, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel, on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
For the enjoyment of one and all, please refrain from using your telephones during the show. Or we will be forced to kill you and your entire family. Remember, please turn off your telephones at this time.
I would love to see them have that sign at the entrance to the White House. It looks like the White House may ban their employees from using personal phones while at work. They say it's driven by cybersecurity concerns. Remember, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, his personal phone had been compromised by hackers earlier this year. And so they're saying, you know what? Too many people on the the grid there at the White House. Maybe time to just tell people you can't use your phone.
I know one guy who's not going to stop using his cell phone at the White House. Believe me.
I think he's allowed. Pretty sure he's allowed to do that.
Yeah, the commander in tweet. Yeah, he's not going to stop. I'm sorry. Whatever regulation you might try and impose.
Yeah, so listen, we can't use our cell phones at work. So, you know, it's for live like most Americans do. I think that that's actually a good thing. Not written in stone yet. They're just tossing around the idea. 828 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. All new tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow is with us to talk all things Washington and money. Your money, most likely. That's coming up next. It's now 8:30. Here's WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's a critical day for tax reform in the Senate.
I think the tax bill's doing very well, and I think the Republicans are going to be very proud of it.
President Trump heading to Capitol Hill today to shore up support for the Senate tax plan. As Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn tells reporters that Republicans do not yet have the votes needed to pass the bill. Senate Republicans can only afford to lose one vote today in the Budget Committee, but at least two senators are still expressing concern.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. A former deputy chief of staff says Michigan Congressman John Conyers made an unwanted sexual advance toward her and touched her inappropriately twice in the late 1990s. It's the latest sexual misconduct allegations against the veteran lawmaker who has stepped aside from his leadership of the House Judiciary Committee. A conservative group known for undercover investigations has been linked to a woman who falsely told the Washington Post that Roy Moore impregnated her when she was a teenager. The Post reports that a woman approached them with that false story that was likely designed to embarrass the paper. Leaders of Montgomery and Prince George's counties are meeting today to lay out plans for development along the route of the Purple Line. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
We hope to invest in those
those communities. We hope to have workforce development in those communities. We hope to have affordable housing in those communities. We hope not to displace communities.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,581. The NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports sponsored by Staples. Monday Night Football, the Ravens beat the Texans. College basketball, 18th-ranked Virginia wins. Maryland loses. Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards take on Minnesota on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Cars for kids.
K-A-R-S, cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your EasyPass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Have you been putting off fixing that fence or updating your yard fixtures? Well, way to procrastinate. Now you can save even more because Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year. Yep, cooler temps mean even hotter deals on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. Now, the lowest prices of the year are waiting for you at Long Fence.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 has come out of Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. I was just about to tell you that left lane was blocked, but no longer the case. So it looks like Fire and Rescue just moved. So as you get up to the Beltway, you'll find all your travel lanes open. All right, we're celebrating there. Onto the Beltway, Interloop, Springfield to Annandale, slowing. And again, north of 66, the Legion Bridge, pretty slow through that stretch. Now, on the toll road coming inbound through Herndon and Reston, pockets of areas we've been below speed, and a crash was reported eastbound near Hunter Mill Road. On Colesville Road, crews tell me it was a broken down car as you come southbound near Franklin Avenue and Sligo Creek Parkway, but they're reporting that travel lanes are open, even though I'm still seeing some slowdowns there. Let's get you into town. We're good through Riverdale and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's once you get onto 295 past East Capitol Street where you have the stop and go. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking weather forecast. The next couple of days, high pressure in dominating our weather, keeping us in the low 60s today and tomorrow. And plenty of sunshine with a light breeze. degrees. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. A little bit colder outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Burke, 34 in Rockville, 40 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Talking to Larry Kudlow now. Always good to talk to you, Larry. We've got interesting tax developments in the last 24 hours. All of a sudden, your buddy Rand Paul, he's a yes on the tax plan, but Steve Daines is a no. Where do you think this thing's going?
Steve Daines never said he's a no.
His spokesman, his spokesman expressed that.
He wants more help for small business, but I don't see him as a no. My friend Ron Johnson is going to do everything he can to help the small business provisions. I think he's going to wind up being a yes. I think the thing's going to pass, and I think it's going to be close enough to the House so that they can work things out without a full-fledged conference. I'm very optimistic about the whole story. The business side is going to propel growth and create a lot of incentives, not just for American cash coming home, but for foreign cash that will want to domicile into the United States. You know, the basis of this, I've seen so many bad things written about this by people who have a political agenda rather than an economic agenda. You're looking at the possibility of a real investment boom, the likes of which we haven't had, I don't know, since probably the late 1990s. And that investment boom is going to throw off secondary effects with respect to job creation and higher wages that will propel the economy, I think, back to a roughly 3 or 4% range of growth for a long time. I mean, that's our historical range, not the 2% growth during the Obama years. So I'm pretty darn optimistic about this, and I know everybody's speculating about which vote and that vote and this vote. And I think John McCain's going to vote for it, by the way. I think Susan Collins will wind up voting for it. I think Senator Lisa Murkowski has basically already said she's going to vote for it. So I'm going to play this from the optimistic side. You know, you may have a Senate bill by the end of the week.
So tell me, you know, I heard John Thune say over the weekend on Fox News Sunday that, you know, you keep talking about 3%, but the growth rate doesn't even need to get there in order to satisfy the concerns of what this bill will quote-unquote cost. He says all it needs to get to is a 2.2% growth rate, and all of these concerns about what this tax bill will cost, again, to the Senate, go away.
Well, 2.2 sounds awful low to me. The House Budget Committee set a 2.6 growth rate. The CBO is at 1.9. That'll get you into a permanently high deficit mode, and that's a slumping economy, obviously.
Right.
So I don't know where John Thune's a good man, he's a friend, but I just don't think that's a realistic view. Look, if they had plugged in initially, as Steve Moore and I and others wanted, they had plugged in 3% growth over 10 years and beyond, that would have been the mother of all pay-fors. I mean, they could have gotten about $2 trillion, $2.5 trillion more in revenues just from setting a more realistic growth path. I mean, I've never seen an investment boom that didn't produce substantial growth. Now, Democrats may deny that, but I think they have a political agenda, not an economic growth agenda. So I'll leave Senator Thune, but I don't think anyone's going to plug in 2.2%.
What do you think about this idea of putting in a trigger that would automatically increase taxes if the legislation, the new tax plan, fails to generate as much revenue as they want?
Baloney. B-A-L.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I think that's correct.
So you don't think it's going to happen, or you think it's a bad idea?
Both.
Okay.
Both. This kind of thing has come up periodically down through the years. It's a terrible idea. And it just, you know, it's an idea that suggests people don't understand what the model is here. You either buy into the idea that low tax rates promote incentives to grow, or you don't. And I think these other senators, I don't understand. I mean, they need some economic education. Actually, they need some economic history education. I wish they'd sit down and read our book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution to show how lower tax rates have always worked when tried in the past. I mean, they just have. I'll go back, okay, 20s, but 60s, not the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even the early 2000s, I guess. The point is, this stuff has no economic meaning. You can't have a trigger. A trigger for what? If it doesn't achieve one quarter, two quarters?
Right.
A year, who knows how this is going to kick in.
Also, that would express an uncertainty to businesses that they would not be able to stomach.
That's part of the deal. You're exactly right. And it would really undermine the kind of confidence that people are going to. A lot of this stuff, bear in mind, senators make statements in Washington that are really not meant for the policy itself. They're meant to message something maybe in their district or their state, where they want to say, well, we're really deficit hawks. Well, by the way, the only way to solve the budget deficit is to grow the economy more rapidly. Okay, the reason we have a $500-600 billion budget deficit in what, the eighth or ninth year of a so-called economic recovery is because we haven't grown. So if you want to get the budget gap down, which to me is a secondary goal, the first goal is growth, but growth will get you into lower deficits. The government's spending assistance will come down, and the revenue base will come up as more people are working and more income is being generated. So I just take all this stuff with a grain of salt. Calmer heads will prevail. And as I say, you're going to get a Senate floor vote Thursday or Friday, and it's going to pass. The issue there, which is more interesting to me legislatively, is whether the Senate and the House can get a bill that conforms with each other. Because I don't think we need a 2 or 3 week conference. That would just waste some time. And as these people know, the Alabama election, whatever it's going to be, gets certified December 26th. And that's why you hear a lot of people say they're going to have this done by Christmas, because they have no idea what's going to happen in Alabama.
That's right. And even as this thing nears the finish line, it looks like a real messy process. Larry Kudlow, thanks a lot for making us smarter. Really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it very much.
Talk to you soon. All right. 844 now on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
This week at Mattress Warehouse, mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. And it is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're very busy still. I do want to begin on Metro Rail, though, in case you missed it. They're doing a big project under the Capital Improvement Project for the next, well, at least the next two work weeks. This is through December 10th. No trains running between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and the Tacoma station closed. Again, this is through December 10th, and it is causing delays, especially the lineup to wait for the limited bus service. So you really need to plan for the extra time. And a lot of commuters were quite frustrated yesterday and again this morning with this. Let's get out to the roads now on 66, Manassas, Centerville, Slope, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway with the crash out of the travel lanes. Arlington, as you head toward Fort Myer, the crash on 50, Arlington Boulevard right near Highland Street. getting through High Blue Valley. You're doing okay now. Had the earlier crash, if you heard me talk about it, northbound Route 1, north of Mount Vernon Plaza, Arlington Drive. Looks like travel lane's open, so you're pretty much good to go through there. 29, Maryland, coming south inside the Beltway near Franklin Avenue. Had the earlier broken down car, trying to recover. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More above average temperatures, not setting records, however, but still going to park it somewhere in the low 60s as we go on through today. A few high clouds around this morning, otherwise plenty of sunshine throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 847 on WMAL. All right, just looking at a story here from Fox News, 2 hours old. Luis Gutierrez, representative from Illinois, is retiring from Congress, according to Fox News. He held an event in Chicago yesterday alongside Rahm Emanuel, and he's going to hold a news conference this morning. And he has confirmed to Fox News he plans to run for another office, just not Congress. So they're saying maybe he's going to run for governor of Puerto Rico or the mayor of Chicago. That would be interesting. Here's the other thing. He's 63 years old.
He doesn't look
it. He was in his 40s.
He doesn't look it at
God.
All. There's no shot that he looks like he's 63 years
no.
old.
No. He has served his district since 1993. He's a senior member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he is a Puerto Rican. He's been at the forefront of the whole immigration reform thing.
Yeah, he wants what they call comprehensive immigration reform, or as the critics call it, amnesty. Yes. So... In one sense, not just in one sense, I mean, this is an important victory, maybe a de facto victory for Donald Trump, where he loses somebody who's squishy on immigration from the House in order to, you know, maybe keep him away from that battle as the president tries to take it on. But Luis Gutierrez, not just a critic of President Trump on immigration, by the way, he was a critic of President Obama as well. And I think he was actually the one who used the phrase deporter in chief.
Yes.
To reference President Obama because they were concerned with those, what we now know, cooked books on deportation numbers when it came to the Obama administration. They were classifying standard catch and release as a deportation. But still, you had Luis Gutierrez criticizing the president, the former president of the United States, as well as President Trump on immigration. So this is an interesting change, and he's the Illinois congressman is bailing on the House.
Yeah. Now, before Thanksgiving, though, he told the Washington Post that he was planning to run for re-election, and he was going to file about the 800 signatures he needed in order to run for re-election. He told them, I'm filing my papers, I'm doing it again, and now suddenly he has changed his mind.
Interesting. So he's changed his mind, or he was lying. Was he lying before that?
He was just being transparent.
Liar, sure. Liar, pantalones en fuego.
I don't speak Spanish, so I'm going to trust you on that one.
I'm going to trust myself on that one.
Yeah, he said earlier this year, he said that he would be comfortable retiring somewhere down the road because the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, which is now the Congressional Democratic Hispanic Caucus, has more than 30 members, including some younger, more ambitious colleagues in safe districts. And he said they'll be in Congress for years to come. Remember, they just denied a Republican who is Hispanic membership in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. So you have to be a Democrat to be in the Hispanic Caucus.
Yeah, okay, so the standards are not your racial existence. The standards are something ideological. Why don't you rename the caucus then?
Because it's all in packaging.
Yeah.
It's not about the truth. It's all about packaging. And the Democrats are phenomenal at it.
Yeah, it's ideological. I mean, the whole idea of having racial caucuses anyway is kind of silly. But, I mean, if you're going to have one, wouldn't you welcome someone who is of your race? Wouldn't that be, like, the signature qualifier?
It would be, but they did deny a Republican entrance into that club because he did not agree with their views on immigration or comprehensive immigration reform, as you have so eloquently put it.
That's right.
It is not that. It's more about open borders.
Yeah, and this is what I mean.
So,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I would love to see him run for the mayor of Chicago because Rahm Emanuel has lowered the bar fabulously, right? So Gutierrez could just swing right in there and continue lowering the bar.
Mm-hmm. And Gutierrez has 10 fingers as well. You know, Rahm Emanuel only has 9 fingers.
No.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Get out.
He's missing his middle finger. Which
okay, the jokes are right in themselves.
I know, and
right
President
now.
Obama once made the joke, it really hampered his ability to communicate.
You are just a font of fun facts.
He is. He's a 9-fingered mayor of Chicago. There might be a 10-fingered mayor at some point here.
Wow. See, now everyone listening to the show is smarter today. Look at that. Thank you, Vince. I had no idea. I'm sticking around with you. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform. Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach luxury condominium living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach luxury condos have the latest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach Luxury Waterfront Condo Living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's fall, football season, and just like a good quarterback is critical to your football team's success, so a good realtor is essential in quarterbacking your purchase or sale of real estate. From the halfback of advertising to the fullback of negotiating, to get you into the end zone, you need a realtor who can move the ball against a tough field of buyers or sellers. And if that's you, call me. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster at 1-800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
8:55 in the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too. And a couple things that we still need to watch for. We're still with the rush hour winding down, but we have a water main break. Repairs still continue on 214 Central Avenue, and it is really giving us slowdowns here. So if you typically take 214 Central Avenue, say coming from 202 Landover Road, might want to rethink. That's slow, not only just up to the Beltway, but inside the Beltway at the light. We're bright Street Road crosses. That's where the repairs continue. The update is that the water service is back on, but now they're doing the paving Central Avenue. Now, if you're coming off of 214 Central Avenue and going north onto the outer loop of the Beltway, still a lot of stop and go. Had the earlier crash outer loop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That has been cleared. George Washington Parkway northbound, still a bit of volume to get up to the Beltway. Had the earlier crash there. Virginia, Arlington Boulevard, if you're heading in toward Fort Myers, still watch. Last check had some activity from the crash near Highland Street on 50. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, we'll put together another good-looking day today. Sunshine's going to be dominant, a few high clouds, and chilly this morning, but very mild this afternoon, about 10 above average, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're looking at 40 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
All right, as you heard from Larry Kudlow, the president pushing ahead on tax reform this week.
And we'll find out what's going on with the new Fed chair. We have a new Fed chair coming up as well. So there's a lot going on in the financial sector. Yes. Oh, and look who else is here. Chris Plant.
Look who's here. Pocahontas, apparently any reference to Pocahontas is now a racial slur, even if you're comparing her to a United States senator. Kind of interesting, huh?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Senate GOP leaders want to vote by the end of the week on the Senate version of tax reform. No Democrats plan to go along with it, and that means they can only lose two votes.
The president is coming up here to Capitol Hill trying to win over reluctant Republicans, worried about what the tax plan will do to the national debt, and concerned that it favors the wealthy much more than average Americans. Polls show average Americans feel that way, too.
It's going to mostly benefit people looking for jobs more than anything else, because we're giving great incentives.
incentives.
That's the president yesterday at the White House. Republicans are also going to have to weigh whether to keep the repeal of the Obamacare individual mandate in the bill. It's not in the House version. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
One local congressional lawmaker wants to keep taxpayer dollars from being spent on paying out settlements in sexual harassment cases.
The fund has been around since the mid-90s to pay victims of harassment on the Hill. Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says your tax money should not be used for settlements, and she wants to take it a step further.
So I have a bill I'm working on, no tax deductibility for private companies to like pay off settlements on our taxpayer dime and, you know, take a deduction on it. So we do not, I think that is definitely where things are going.
Comstock spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. You can hear her full interview on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Control of the Virginia House is still far from being decided. Republicans went from a commanding majority to an apparent 51-49 lead, with GOP candidates clinging to razor-thin leads in three districts. Depending on what happens with those three seats, the House could fall into Democratic hands for the first time in nearly 20 years. It's still not clear who's in charge at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. President Trump named Mick Mulvaney as interim director, while outgoing agency head Richard Cordray appointed Leandra English.
A few years ago, Mick Mulvaney called for getting rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now he's the disputed acting director.
This agency will stay open. Rumors that I'm going to set the place on fire or blow it up or lock the doors are completely false.
But some, like CNN legal analyst Jeff Toobin, aren't sure.
This bureau is basically going to die. That this idea, it was Elizabeth Warren's idea, to have a consumer bureau is basically going to be killed by this administration.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
$50 a day. Just isn't enough money, say a couple of dozen federal grand jurors in Washington, and they're petitioning congressional